poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble poet, J. Todd Underhill, in the studio with me, sitting to my left on your radio, Mr. Michael Amade.
You know, I've often wondered about how humble one would have to be to describe himself as humble.
I don't know.
It seems interesting.
I try to be humble.
You are humble. Hey, everybody. How you doing? We're happy to be here Friday night. I'm really happy to be here with you, brother.
Yes, I'm happy to be here with you.
The rest of the crew?
We are missing a vital member of our team.
Yeah, she...
Problems arise in people's work lives, and she can't be here with us, but the Phantom is here with us in spirit, so to speak.
As opposed to in...
corporeal form.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, that's the best use of the word corporeal I've heard in a long time.
Nickel on that?
Pay up.
Anyway, the voice you just heard use a multisyllabic word is our half-squatch. He is JT.
Hi, all.
We changed your name.
Yes, I noticed.
I like that. I think, you know, I coined the term. We might as well use it.
That's true.
There you go.
A half-squatch?
We should half-squatch as opposed to a half-squat.
Well, you could be a full-squatch.
No, I don't want to be a full-squatch. I'd
or
be hunted.
Or a Sasquatch.
I'd be hunted if I were
no,
a full
when you, when you when you cop an attitude, then you're a Sasquatch.
Ooh, Sas.
So I'm thinking we don't have the Phantom. The last time we didn't have the Phantom, we went nuts and took over the radio
station.
We kind
of did, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The Phantom would be really upset if we did.
If we did it again?
Yes.
The comedy would be intense, though.
It would. I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to think about that. We need to do something to top ourselves. I'm thinking light ourselves on fire and run around in the studio live on the air.
Well, I've already had 10 5-hour energy drinks, so I think I'm going to be good for the next 50 hours if we want to do a marathon.
Nice. We do need to pay our bills. I need to let you know that this hour is being brought to you by Body Armor Super Drink. Twice the electrolytes as the leading sports drinks. As much potassium. I almost said pot. As much potassium as a banana. Vitamin
really?
A, C. It is Colorado.
Vitamin what A, does that have to do with this?
Only on October 1st.
No, December or January 1st.
Was it January 1st? I thought it was October 1st now.
So.
Anyway.
Anyway, on with the commercial. Vitamins A, C, and E. That makes you an ace. Be sure to check them out at drinkbodyarmor.com. Also, we're being brought to you by Commercial Essex Motors, brought to you by Mike and Ray at 131 Main Street, Longmont, Colorado. If you need a new ride, go down, check them out, 303-678-0300 to call for their inventory. Or if you just want to check it out online, check them out at essexmotorsllc.com. And we do poetry here, 1 to 3 minute long.
That's right.
We don't want any words that the kiddies will take away here going, Dad, what does that mean? Magic F-bomb is an automatic ejection. But I do want to warn you, we don't censor the poetry. We never will censor the poetry because, you know, we're kind of proud. We like freedom of speech. As long as it's not hate speech or the magic F-bomb, we're good, you know. And what I mean by hate speech is, you know, if you say, those Mormons... You're probably going off the air.
If you say, not even give an example, man.
J. Todd, that Mormon down the street.
Okay.
That's a whole nother
story.
We're
cutting this explanation short. We don't need it. We don't need definitions of hate speech. I think we can get ourselves in trouble
there you
in
go.
This situation. We didn't mean anything that we just said.
I'm Mormon, I can say it. Whatever.
Anyway. But we also were looking forward to having some old callers, some new callers in tonight, and we really want to get everybody on the air. We also have some great submissions. We already have our first caller.
We do, from Pennsylvania. Please welcome the lovely Miss Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. It's Friday night. We're finally all together again.
You know, I love our family reunion. I love everybody involved with it. even if we have new callers, I think I'm going to love them because they add to our program.
Yeah, I know. A couple, 2 weeks ago, I guess, a girl called from Philadelphia, and I was hoping she'd call again last week. Maybe she's listening and call in again. Your poetry was beautiful. There you go.
Exactly. So, it was a holiday week last week. I didn't expect a lot of callers. You guys raised up and lifted us higher than I thought we would go. That was great.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I've got a poem for you tonight, and it is called Splendid is the Dawn, and it is in the French quatern form.
Nice.
This sun-risen morn in autumn splendor, gilded daydreams whisper a falling leaf, winging bright beauties, butterflies of fall, remembrance of summer's halcyon days. Silent hush prevails a golden prayer, this sun-risen morn in autumn splendor, birdsong stilled, dream of spring's new melody, now hidden asleep neath the forest floor. Ancient sentinels lift their empty arms, contemplating their youth returned in spring. This sun-risen morn in autumn splendor, as grand old shade trees display their glory. In this hazy mist, neath sunbeams' caress, be still, listen, you will hear the sighing as summer slips into her winter's bed. This sun-risen morn in autumn splendor.
Nice. Ellie, that was beautiful.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well. I was enjoying that. I was practicing my high kicks. This is great.
Oh, great. And hi, Phantom, are you there, I'm sure?
No, she's off for the week.
Well, she's she's
got to work.
She's been given a pass to go to the eternal beyond, and she'll be back in a week or so.
Okay.
Couple weeks.
Is that going to be like a resurrection or something?
We might have to resurrect
her. I think we're going to have some angelic choir music playing when she makes her reentrance onto the show.
There you go.
You guys are great. And
how would you do the resurrection? Would it be mouth the ghost?
That's a recitation. Oh, that's different than a resurrection.
All right.
There you go.
Ellie, thank you.
Michael. Well, You're welcome. And great show tonight. I'll be listening, and I hope a million poets call in.
I hope so, too. We'd be here all night long. Thank you, Ellie.
Good night, guys.
Thank you for all that you do for our show, Ellie. We love you.
I love you guys, too.
Excellent.
And I'll talk to you next week.
All right. If you want to call in Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Or, and some of our poets have done this earlier in the week, you can also send poetry into worldpoetryopenmic.net.
You can.
And you go to one of the contact forms. Just put it in there in case you don't feel comfortable performing it on the air, or you're not going to be able to get to it during the week. Send it to us. We'll read it for you on the air.
Or if you record your poetry, you can email it to jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com.
Right, but we don't put that on the show.
No, but that's our byproduct of the show is people wanted to do that, so we make J. Todd's Basement available on our website as well.
Speaking of which, yes, you should go to the website and check out the tab that says podcast, and you'll find them all there.
Exactly. And I'm due to be making another one of those, another best of. I've got a busy weekend ahead of us. But we do have another caller. Please welcome from Utah. He is Isaiah.
Hello?
Hey, Isaiah. How you doing, brother? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Right on. What are you reading this tonight?
It's one I wrote a while ago. It's called The Way I See It. It goes like this. Okay. At first, I was thought of, made it into this world so I can be brought up. I learned that it took a lot of love for me to grow. The years ahead would always show. And with so many goals to achieve, I planned on making them all happen before I was ready to leave. But then I wondered, of whom do I owe for giving me a soul? And where would I go after I grew old? It was something I knew I couldn't control. So I learned to live every moment and put myself back together when I was broken. Always ask for help when I felt hopeless. Because life still goes on, there are too many lives to feel withdrawn. After every battle doesn't need to be won. even though life and love can wait a time.
Wow. Right on. So you've been off practicing your spoken word art skills, haven't you?
Kind of. I'm just kidding.
No, have you been going to live performances, that sort of thing? Because it definitely, I mean, brought your level up a bit.
Yeah, well, I've just been writing a little more and reading a little more.
Well, you know, Stephen
King. That's
good
practice, though.
Yeah, Stephen King once said, in order to be a good writer, you need to do two things and do them very well. Read a lot and write a lot.
Yeah.
And I think you have it mastered, my brother.
Yeah, I was going to read one more. It's just a little short one.
That'd be great, man.
Okay. All right, this one is called Life and Love. Okay. Life and love can weigh a ton. For me, it has only just begun. As I take one step, I'm swiftly swept off my feet. I fall into the arms of the one who makes me feel complete. It's that sense of relief I get from the belief that I'm all set. Today will only last a minute, and yesterday just missed it. For time means nothing when forever is loving.
Nice, brother. You are blossoming as a spoken word artist. The confidence is showing through. I cannot heap enough praise on the difference between your last performance and now. You have just grown.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Isaiah. Man, we want to hear you on the show more. We always really enjoy your contributions. Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Isaiah, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, we have, you know, a lot more stuff coming up on the show and everything. So we have other callers and things coming in here as well.
And I owe you a poem, a homework assignment.
That's
poem.
Right. And we'll pull it up here a little bit. We've been doing the homework assignment, and actually we did get a request last week that to kind of post the assignments on the Facebook page and also our webpage. And we'll start doing that after this week as well. But you know, we'll have some things that you've done as well.
Excellent.
This week.
So we do have a caller coming from right here in Denver, Colorado. He is a proponent of the pot legislation because his name rhymes with reefer. It's Mr. Kiefer.
Hey, Jay Todd, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How you doing, brother? I had to do something for you, brother.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do admire when people use my name in sponsorship of certain things.
Oh, no. That's all right. We can't sponsor that with this show, but you are a proponent of that, so that's all good.
Yes. What is this? A proponent vicariously through me. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. But the poem that I've got for you guys today is called Waiting Room.
All right.
And I don't really have an introduction for this one. But anyway, his head's throbbing from the morning sun. He hates waking up in this state, but it's even worse when it's been like this all night. He shakes out two pills out of the aspirin bottle and tosses them into his mouth. He has no drink, otherwise or alcoholic, so he just works up enough spit to swallow the painkillers. Most people hope for instant relief, just like he is now, but it always takes at least 15 minutes. His hand finds its way to his temple, momentarily massaging his injured brain. Then he pushes his glasses up on his nose. The bus stop may just be what a waiting room for the afterlife looks like at 6 in the morning. Each person barely grasping at consciousness, coated with pale, waxy skin and eyes set into deep, bruised sockets. Everyone here seems to want no contact with anyone, but they long for comfort with someone, including this man. He can imagine someone on a loudspeaker saying the words, "If it was natural causes, please step forward. If it was an intentional ending, please move to the line on your left. If you don't know why you're here, let me be the first to say, you are dead." And our friend smiles, and his headache fades, just as the bus rolls up. The brakes hiss in the frigid air, the bus driver calls, Route 17 going downtown, and the man and his headache are both gone. The end.
Wow. Brother.
Thank you.
I like that. Well, they say that the poetry is derived from other poets and that sort of thing. That story reminded me of A Junkie's Christmas by Mr. William S. Burroughs.
You know, I've been reading a lot of Burroughs lately. The funny thing is I wrote that one prior to reading him.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'd seen Naked Lunch, but that's not really like the novel.
No, not at all.
So, you know... But yeah, thank you.
Well, you're located here in Denver. When are you going to be an in-studio guest with us?
You know, let me know when's a good time. I would love to come in.
It'd be great to have you in.
All right. We need to plan it. I'll give you a call here. How's tomorrow morning sound?
That sounds good.
All right.
Right on. Once again, if you want to call in like Kiefer, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Wow.
Now.
That was Shatner-esque.
Oh, boy. And it wasn't even on purpose.
I know.
So we're going to be heading to break here. We've got plenty more coming up in the rest of the show. And just a quick note, when you're calling in, just as a reminder, turn your the speakers on your computer down, or your whatever your listening device is, down as you call. Just so we don't get that stadium echo effect. Unless, of course, you're reading something
cool.
Unless you're reading something about Seabiscuit, that might be appropriate.
Or like the Broncos. But we're not going to go into that.
Yeah. Yeah, true. True, we're not. So anyway, let's take a break.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio, and we are on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Are you always asking yourself where I can get great protection for my wireless devices? Then go to MyTechDefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. Originally designed to protect military helicopter blades, cars, airplanes, and boats from erosion, with modern-day research and improvement, the urethane films have resulted in today's ultimate protection for personal electronics. The Royal Wraps Clear Finish. Royal Wrap's matte finish helps resist fingerprints from even starting and will keep your device looking new all the time. And check this out. You ever wanted your phone or tablet to reflect your favorite sports team, brand, or anything for that matter? Well, now you can. You can choose any design you want, and they will transform your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at techdefense.com or click the link on kzkoradio.com and protect yourself with royalty today.
Denver's best entertainment, covering many events of all communities throughout the state of Colorado. It's the LatinLifeDenver.com.
This is the best rock and roll band in the on the planet right now.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. They're remaking their father's hit from the 80s, right?
Yeah, the bass player's father's hit.
Yes.
Let the day begin. Guys, if you love rock and roll music, and I mean straight out rock music, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, hands down, the best one in the world right now.
You should check them out.
They're great band.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised. That was the first song I heard by them, and I was like...
It?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man, I got plenty to give you, man. They're amazing, amazing, amazing.
Well, for those that don't know, we've actually decided to pick the birthday week of the member of the show and let them choose the music. So, Michael, you celebrated a birthday this week, so that music choice
was yours. I don't
know if
we call it celebrated, but yes, it definitely happened.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
We celebrated.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, we...
He's one more day closer to not being around anymore.
No, I was actually celebrating the fact that he's one more day closer to actually not being the Messiah.
Oh, yes, I know. Lots of people are... I was thinking about that. Yeah. Next year will be the unfortunately too old to be the Messiah party.
Uh-huh. What? Speaking of saviors, we have one on the phone line from ourselves. Please welcome from Michigan, Dennis.
Hello, Jay, Todd, and Michael.
Hello,
hey,
sir.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing real well. It's another Friday night. Yahoo!
I know, man. I've been looking forward to it all week.
Me too. I have a poem for you tonight. The title of it is Planet Rosio. And I know Stephen, with his galactic savvy, he probably knows all about this.
Yeah.
But I had to get a hold of the Emperor and the Office of Truth and Authorized Propaganda to verify this information. It is declassified, so I'm able to share it with you tonight.
Oh, I'm really glad. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's the planet Rosio. All hail the mighty Emperor Ving, who thought himself the only king. He ruled the planet, Rosio, a blushing planet few still know. His rise to power, a bloody coup. With faithful allies, he did rule. We wrote their history. He might last, ignoring others from the past. But scholars of the ancient rings did know of rightful lords and kings, and kept the tomes of days gone by, not yielding to the emperor's lies. And when King Ving felt so secure, he let down his guard with rebels near, thus lost his kingdom and his head, and his proud blood flowed vivid red. The rule restored to rightful heir, the faithful now can show they care. They vowed no more new Vings to be, restored their noble history.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
And that's Emperor approved. That's awesome.
I think Stephen can verify that. I don't know. He should be up on that information.
You know, I'm thinking maybe we need to get hold of the Emperor and have him do it himself.
Well, yeah, that would be great. But his voice is a little bit scary, so beware.
You never know.
It's all part of becoming the Emperor.
Ooh. Well,
excellent.
Thanks for letting me be on, and great show, and keep up the good work. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you for being part of our show, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And, you know, we're accepting callers. One thing I would say is, you know, if you're a caller who hasn't called in before and it's a little nerve-wracking, go ahead and give it a try.
Yeah.
You know? And, by the way, if you can't get through, keep calling. Sometimes we get a lot of callers in at once and it kind of, you know, gets rough. If you really can't get through, the trick is try during the last segment. It usually seems to slow down. Everybody's just kind of sitting back and listening, and people just kind of don't call in.
Yeah. So we do have another caller on the line. Please welcome, calling from Writer's Cafe. He is Chris. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good, man. This week's been an amazing week.
It has been an awesome week. Here was the Ren Fair, and got dressed up in garb and just had a grand old time. Had people taking pictures of me.
Nice.
That's great.
Well, same as the avatar that I use at the cafe.
I like that. I was wondering if that's what that was.
Yeah, the hair and the beard is real, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We'll put up a couple of new pictures later.
All right. Beautiful. What you got for us tonight?
Oh, I just want to talk a bit.
All right.
People really do that, want to talk from time to time. And yes, I honestly do know there are no ears to listen as my silence leaks from within. No delusions or illusions here at all. I am crystal clear certain. The magic is set aside within the journal beside me. The wonder of our... Roses are red, violets are blue. You are a wonderful, beautiful you. And I'm smiling, and you do know it, feel it, believe it. We'd make awesome snow angels. And I would be found in the listening to you being you. A little girl laughing from the inside. Your hands, our hands. Just doing what hands always do. Being the parts that touch and twine, swing, hold, squeeze. Weave the dreams as the day goes by. The sound of winter leaves underfoot. Seeing your breath expanding and expanding as you move and move. Swaying, turning and turning. The pause. All the while, the mind spins and spins, dizzy and free, and so alive. The sounds of you just being. taste of hot chocolate and the softest smile behind my eyes. I don't want you entertaining, feeling you must do something, anything different, just to suit me or anyone else. I want to hear your heart, to know your eyes smiling, your breath flowing past your lips. I want to taste your being, the woman you are, the girl you are. No, hon, not the one you felt you had to be, or the one you pretended or hoped or even wished you could have been. You. You are so more special right now than you've a clue to me.
Wow. Chris.
And you know, it's funny, and I was trying to think of a word as you were reading through, and this isn't empty praise at all. I was trying to think of a word to kind of describe the experience of hearing you read over the last couple of weeks, and including this week, and I think the word is devastating.
In a good way.
And I mean, really, just a beautiful work all the time, and there's an incredible emotional intensity to it and a depth that is really, really something that I appreciate. Excellent work.
Well, I appreciate having the chance to share some time with you guys.
I appreciate it.
I got to say, Chris,
the other guys pop up. It's awesome.
I got to say, you got to record an album, because all I could see is sitting back, pouring myself a tall absinthe with my notebook, listening to you over and over again, writing my next poem, dude.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick up some SoundCloud. Time.
There you go.
Well, I'm
going to start pasting that onto the poems at the website, so that anybody wants to actually hear them, they can read the ones that's on the site, but they can also listen to them.
I was going to say, if you've got a SoundCloud account, find me, because I'm under J. Todd Underhill there. I'd love to be friends with you on SoundCloud as well as the poetry sites.
Oh, that's really cool. I appreciate that.
Excellent. You're amazing.
Be sure to give you a link and give you a holler.
Sounds good.
Some good people on SoundCloud.
Yeah, there are.
You ever heard Lily Nagoy?
Yes. She's amazing. Yeah, why doesn't she call our show?
Well, being in Romania has...
That didn't stop people in Korea.
Right?
Yeah, no comment.
Chris,
but
thank
she's
you.
Got SoundCloud.
Excellent.
And it's pretty good. Well, you guys take care. I'll let you go. I figure you've got a lot more to highlight tonight.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure for me too, guys. You be safe now.
You too.
You too.
If you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Now, I have a submission we have here from Julie Holtberg. It's called Universal Prayer. It was sent to our email address.
All right.
Stop at least 3 times a day, clear your mind, think, connect, and say, Dear universe and all within, plants, animals, whirling winds, rocks, rivers, oceans, streams, every soul, every being, love is what we seek. Connect as one, feel the power, spread healing light to every corner. Think beyond our universe. Harness the power to save Mother Earth. Stop at least 3 times a day. Think peace and love today. I thought it was a great piece.
Wow.
And I believe, and she's on All Poetry, and I don't know if I can pronounce the name right, but it looks like Iselkine from All Poetry.
Iselkine.
Iselkine.
It's Julie. Right?
Okay, yeah, it's Julie, and so she says
she's
aloha.
She's from Julie from Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah, and she said this was her first poem to have been published from a few years back.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful piece. Julie, excellent work. Thank you for sending that in to us.
Excellent. Thank you, Julie. And of course, oh, jeez.
Well, from peace and love to pure evil from the
Empire State.
Happy birthdays to us.
Exactly. I heard that we have a shared birthday.
VJ Day.
That's it.
September 2nd.
Yes, that's it.
VJ Day. Is that like video jockey? Is that when they started MTV?
Yes, that's exactly what VJ means.
I know.
For those of us who are above the age of, well, never mind, Victory Over Japan Day.
Yes. Oh, that's what VJ stands for.
Yes. So, Michael, I understand you and I share the same day. I'm not going to say how many years between, but I just have a feeling that had I been more popular in college or law school, my son, let's just say that I'm older.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Michael.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
More.
Yeah,
thank you,
and many more to you as well. And many more great moments for poetry.
Then I guess I'd better hang up right now.
No.
Not at all. Not at all. We look forward to your calls every week, sir.
Oh, God. You really need to get out more.
You know, that is true, strangely.
I love it.
Well, it has been a tough week. And the one I'm going to give is even sadder than my usual sad.
Oh.
But this one is going out special for my niece, Juliana.
Okay.
In September When You Are 12 is the title. In September when you are 12, thoughts should be of beginnings, of returning to school, of soccer practice and violin lessons, of new dresses and laughter with friends. In September when you are 12, the sun should warm your face and the breeze blow through your hair. In September when you are 12, there should be sleepy dreams about the magic of tomorrow growing in your soul. But this September when you are 12, what grows inside is not a dream but a nightmare, and sleep is but a sad hint of what is coming soon. No sun can warm you now, nor remove the cold hand from your bones, and no breeze can shake the hair that your medicines have robbed. The only new dress shall be worn for a different return. In September, the first chill comes at night, and the darkness lingers longer. The leaves begin to tinge, and when they fall, a blanket of gold they will make to cover you and warm you for your journey.
Oh, man. I don't even know what to say to that, man.
Like I said, it's been a tough week.
Yeah. It has been a rough week for you. I've been sitting here praying for you.
Well, thank you.
I can't even put into words. I mean, that floored me, man.
It's I have to say, it's an incredible piece. Wow.
Thank you, and I hope you'll take this in the spirit of it's intended. I would much rather I never had to write it.
I know, man. Some poems need to be left unwritten.
Exactly. There are those that you want to write and those that you got to get out.
Yeah.
So, sorry to be a downer.
No,
dude.
As usual.
No.
But thank you for giving me the opportunity to read that.
Thank you. Thank you 1,000 times for sharing that with us.
That was a beautiful piece, and I am with you in wishing it never had to be written.
Thank you. Guys, have a wonderful week, and even though the Phantom is not there to keep an eye on you, don't go crazy like the last time.
Well,
no.
We'll do our utmost. We made a promise to her.
Okay.
Next time she wants to be in the studio, too.
Exactly. She's more of a pirate than we are.
All right. I will speak with you next week, guys.
Excellent. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And I know we're going to be going to a break here. But, you know, one thing I'm going to throw out here, and maybe so Steve can hear it, and something that, you know, as I think we all get to kind of know each other throughout the show, and, you know, just kind of hearing Steve's poem as well. Those kinds of things, you know, the kind of circumstances that he's referring to are much more common than we think they are. And if you are listening now and there's something like that going on and you need to express through poetry, It is okay to call. It's okay to send it in. You don't have to self-censor yourself. It's really important to put these things out and express. I mean, I personally, myself, and everybody here knows that as a child I had cancer as well, and was very, very lucky many, many times over to have come through it. And, I mean, there's something that I think in all of our lives there's been issues and things like that that we really resonate with. And we're here to support you. We're here to give you a venue to express yourself and to get out what you need to get out.
I've got to say, you know, we're a family here. If you're going through something like that, let us know. We will throw our support and love behind you.
Whatever you need.
Well, I know we're running long on the break, but I just got to say that's what I love about poetry is not only do you get the highs and lows, you get the myriad of emotions, the fear, and it's all expressed through the power of words. And like that one there, I've got to go regain composure.
Yeah.
You're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition, and here I am 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
So is the song, my friend.
This Jack White, Love Is Blindness. Yeah, I thought it was actually brilliant.
He's brilliant. He's very talented. We should have him on the show, or at least cut promos for our show.
What if we tell him we can't wear makeup? I don't know if he'll show up.
Well, he can wear whatever makeup he wants. We're radio.
It's the only reason they wouldn't let us on TV. That's why we're on the radio.
Exactly.
To see the makeup we're wearing right now.
I look like a pudgier version of Insane Clown Posse. Both faces, one on either side of my head.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
That's what that
it's really
is.
Really weird. Belt sander afterwards.
Oh. All right. Please welcome to the phone line from Virginia, a first-time caller and new member to our World Poetry Open Mic family. Please welcome Miranda.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm going to be reading something a little bit lighter than the last one. So
thank you.
it's like emotional malaria. We go hot, we go cold, we go all over the place.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah. Well, this is the first time I've actually listened to your radio. I got it through got the station through a poetry site I've joined.
Which one?
Writerscafe.org.
Oh, hey, I'm J. Todd Underhill. I'm the one that probably pointed you our direction. Yes, no?
I wrote this for, he's my husband now, but I wrote this while we had to spend a couple of months apart, 4 months, and it's a sonnet.
Awesome.
And so it goes, to view you as though a river flowing, a tinkling creek singing its pure call, so true it cleanses all impurities of those who bathe in its watery falls. but so much more. You are the lands around, quenching the thirst of drought too long felt. You are the rain that soaked out the dried grounds, relieving the cough from a weary soul's throat. It seems to overflow, drowning this place. Too long away, there is naught but water. Time trying to find, to fade out your loving grace, despite how we long to be together. But time shall never pull quite hard enough, for through all of this, we are still in love.
Well done. Thank I love
you.
It. You know, I work sonnets myself, and I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
If you filter through enough of my work, you'll find a sonnet or two, or 100. So
or 100. Or so. Several hundred. Hey, right Miranda, on. That was great. Thanks so much for calling. I know it's kind of a leap of faith to call in for the first time, but we're really happy to have you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to see the... Just found this station, you know. I've never heard of it before, and it's nice to see poetry out there. I've been writing poetry for my entire life, and so it's nice seeing it, you know, well, people now, recognizing it. I remember as a teenager, poetry was nothing to be but to be made fun of. So
exactly, that's what I went through too.
And now you're just going to have to keep calling in.
Yeah.
Well, and the funny thing is like you say, as a teenager, it's something that's made fun of, and then once you get older, it becomes a lifeline that you have to do or you're going to blow up. It's just kind of
exactly.
How it works.
Well, yeah, it's poetry is an amazing thing. It's what brought me and my husband together. So
excellent.
How long have you been married?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
How long have you been married?
We've been married a year now, and we have a little boy too. So
awesome! Congratulations.
Thank you.
I do want to say thank you and welcome to our family. We love you, your husband, and your child, and we want to hear more and more from you as the weeks go on. Okay?
Yeah, I'll try to come in whenever I'm not working.
Excellent.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Thank
I'll
you, Miranda.
Keep listening
to you,
Nathan. Bye.
Bye. If you want to call in like Miranda, give us a call 303-386-3598. She led the way for new callers today. That's great.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, so 303-386-3598. And that's how a lot of people find us, too, is they're online, you know, looking through different ways to share their poetry or whatever. And I think one of the things that's kind of cool is those sites are great and they're a great community, which are very important. But one of the things that this show gives is kind of there's more signal to the noise. You know, if you go on to Writer's Cafe or whatever, you could go forever and not find some of the poets, not really read their work. But for a moment on the show, your work is in the forefront and everybody's listening to the portrayal of it.
Exactly.
Very cool.
But it's nothing to be nervous about. It's, you know, everybody writes quality. Everybody I've run into writes really quality poetry, and it needs to be shared. So we need to have the spotlight focused in on one or two pieces by
Absolutely.
Each poet.
I agree. Now, really quickly, I'm going to read another sentence piece by Don Hagelberg.
Okay.
Okay? And this one's called Driven to Success. It's in memory of Eugene Ruggles.
All right.
Oh, to rechild the imagination by sitting on the express bus of ideas. The bus pass shown, I sit sideways from where the executive decision makes both turns and swerves of energy, past the last signs at which in comes and out goes, step up and down. Ghost talk persists about installing seatbelts in order to tie down students from cheating by standing upright, thereby incurring too much risk. The exact experts win, and now belts dangle in the aisles as well as from around necks as they strangle words.
Wow.
Pretty powerful.
Mr. Hagelberg.
And that is the inimitable Don Hagelberg.
Nice.
Thank you for sending in the work, sir. We really, really appreciate it. It's
He's
always
even
a pleasure.
Getting around the whole NSA thing and just getting in here by submitting his
oh,
poetry.
Oh, stop. Okay, so we had an email. I just want to clarify here. As we always say, we do not censor poetry. We are not under the control
ever.
Of a government agency. We do not censor poetry unless it's hate speech, and that's our call. You know, and we just don't want to subject people to that.
That was our vision when we saw the show.
Absolutely. And we'll always keep it that way. Unless there's a very scary man in a large dark suit standing behind me, and then I won't.
Right. We do have another caller. Please welcome from Virginia, Siddhartha. Another new caller.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How are you?
Doing good. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How did you hear about us?
I heard about you through a friend of mine named Tate Morgan from Writer's Cafe.
I happen to know that guy. He's about the coolest there ever was.
He is
you said
very
I was
cool.
The coolest there ever was. Yeah, told
yes.
You guys.
Good friend of mine, yes. Thank you.
So you're going to share a poem with us?
I could share either a short prose piece or a very short poem with you. Which would you prefer?
Hey, prose before hose. Let's go with the prose.
What are you talking about?
You want to hear the prose
sure.
Before hose.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it. Wow, sorry about that outburst there from my co-host.
That's all right. That's all right. All right, then it is called The Poet. There is a dark house in some town. The mailbox is rusted and tilted to one side. There is 3 days of uncollected mail in it. The house is an old brick rambler with green aluminum siding. All the windows are open in the house. There are small flower boxes outside each window. There are no screens on the windows, so the bugs fly in and out freely. Inside, the house is shadowed, yet there is lots of light that comes in through the windows. The corners of the rooms look like kaleidoscopes of light and shadows. The absence of furniture and wall decorations makes the house look very spacious. Back behind the kitchen, there is a small den with a red carpet and cinder blocks and 2x4s, which hold an incredible amount of books. The room is damp, and there is the smell of dusty, decaying books. At the far end of the room is a small window that does not open. Below it is a desk. Small, old, and the varnish has been worn in places so that the oak wood shows. The wood has begun to splinter. In front of a crummy, pathetic typewriter sits a tired woman. Her face hangs as if she has no skull.
Nice.
Wow,
nice,
that was
nice.
Good. Very much. Siddhartha, that was great.
Well, thank you. Little prose piece.
That was great.
I'm
yeah,
glad
really
Tate turned you our way. Don't ever stop calling us, ever.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. If you want to
all
call
right, you guys have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Welcome to our family.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
It's that easy. If you want to be a family member of ours, give us a call, 303-386-3598. There's no application. You can just call us.
You know, I try saying that to strange women in bars, and it never works. It's what? Not that hard to be a member of my family. You don't even have to sign an application. Just
come on down.
Doesn't work.
All right, so we are being told it is break time. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for 4 generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
This is Captain Geach and the Extreme Shack Shooters.
No, it is not a made-up band from That Thing You Do. It is not Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
Wow.
It is Zucchero, who is an Italian musician. There's a lot of people who know, but it's Z-U-C-C-H-E-R-O. He's phenomenal. I recommend anybody should go check him out.
That's very cool. Actually, he's got a good sound to it.
Oh, he's got a great voice.
All right. And for those listening in, this all the music tonight was selected by Mr. Michael Amade.
In about 3 minutes
before the show. In celebration of his birthday. I know. He did a good job. I liked it.
He did a really good job. Bravo.
Oh,
wait till my birthday rolls around again, guys. I'm just going to.
It'd be horrible. I'm just kidding.
But you should have heard the first version of the bumper music I chose was all variations on the theme from Pee-wee's Funhouse.
Oh, nice.
That would have been great and hilarious.
The Metallica cover of that one?
The Metallica cover of that one? I didn't hear the Metallica one. I was always thinking Pet Shop Boys.
Oh,
that would have been good.
All right, so we're back. We are World Poetry Open Mic. I do need to let you know we are being brought to you this hour also by Tech Defense. Great protection for your wireless devices. You spend a lot of money on these devices. Why not protect them? They will protect, repair, personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and much, much more. You can choose any design you like, even the World Poetry Open Mic logo.
It's true. My tech is defended.
Exactly. MikeTechDefense.com. Check them out. Click the link right at KZKOradio.com. Tech Defense, protecting MSE every day.
You know, and no one better touch my tech. It's defended.
Exactly. All right. So, I got to say, he's kind of like Beetlejuice. You say his name three times, and he appears on the phone line. Please welcome, from Ohio, Tate.
Hi, Jay, Todd, and Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Doing well. How are you,
I would have called you earlier, but my kid walked in the door with his first traffic ticket tonight, so he's kind of panicking.
Oh, no.
Can I ask what that traffic ticket is for?
Yeah, he didn't wear his seatbelt.
Well,
oh.
That's how you live and learn. It took me 35 years to learn that, but yeah.
Really? Took you 35 years?
Yeah. He's never been in trouble yet. He turns 18 in a couple of days. We'll see. This will be a good lesson for him. Anyway.
It will be. One of those nice little life lessons to wake people up.
Yeah. I thought I'd read you one tonight called Life's Laments.
Sounds good.
All right. Winds of change follow where I go. Sirens cry over the sea. For what I wished I'll never know, songs they sing all speak to me. Had I missed a chance at ardor, to play or to run or to roam, perhaps if I'd traveled farther, somewhere else I might call home. These are the thoughts of a selfish heart, from love I could not render, once loneliness is torn apart, all feelings that were tender. The hallowed heart I'd wished to find, most this life spent running to, was never known to be too kind, longed for what it never knew. I spent this life a burning flame, always searching for more fun. I have only myself to blame for the things that I have done. These truths of life come slow to some, lessons I learned the hard way. It's not the night that one runs from, it's the light of our darkest day. My wife has settled me a bit, such a handsome girl is she. She has my heart and well knows it. A better man lives in me.
Nice.
Wow, that was a good piece, man.
Yeah.
Very good job.
Thank you. Now it's off to be a father.
Yes. A father's job is never done.
Yeah. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you for calling our show, Tate. It's always a blessing when you call.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Tate, we got time for one more caller, and that will be our last caller of the evening. So give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, I'm going to give out our next homework assignment. However, we're also going to pull up, in just a moment here, I'm pulling up on the computer, Mr. J. Todd Underhill's version of the
last week's
assignment.
Last week, yeah. Do you have last week's still marked off? I mean, did you want to refresh everybody's mind?
You know, I actually don't.
Oh, okay.
But
it's pretty easy to find.
Pretty easy to find here.
Dao Teaching 12, right?
I believe it was actually, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go, 12. Is it 12? Okay.
Yeah.
The five colors blind our eyes. The five tones deafen our ears. The five flavors confuse our taste. Racing and hunting madden our minds. Possessing rare treasures brings about harmful behavior. Therefore, the sage regards his center and not his eyes. He lets go of that and chooses this. Okay, now, based on that, I'm going to hand this over. Would you like me to hand this over to you?
Sure.
Okay. You're going to have to scroll down there, though.
That's all right.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was pretty terrible, by the way.
All right. I got to say, I don't read from computer very often, so this may just grenade in my face. This is entitled In the Now. And it did. What did I do?
Okay. All right, we're going to figure this out.
I got it. In the now, my eyes have been blighted. Colors washing over the retina, detached from what I have witnessed in life. I trust not in all that I see, leaving me a victim at times to sleight of hand. Hallucinations and illusions deceive, therefore I cannot believe. The tones smack my tympanic membrane, again and again beating my eardrum, leaving my auditory senses feeling numb, hearing noises and deafening silence. One and the same within my mind, reverberations with false waves, hallucinations and illusions deceive, I can hear, therefore I cannot believe. Phantom flavors caressing my tongue, vanilla and honeysuckle, chemically reproduced at man's will. Licorice and fennel, please, while my mental afflictions are put at ease. Salivation can confuse the brain, hallucinations and illusions deceive, I taste, therefore I cannot believe. I find no sense in human greed, nor does it please me in others. Treasures to me are fond memories, unlike my sisters and brothers, waxing poetic about my life, but the gold and fortune I do not desire. Hallucinations and illusions deceive, I can live without the things I do not need. My heart does not lie to me, nor can the truth it readily conceal. Instinct acquired from living in the moment, past experiences cannot lead me astray. For each day begins as a clean slate, something for which I cannot wait. Existing in the present, trusting in what I feel, is what I use to make sure that all is real.
I like that, bravo.
Enjoy that, man. And you sent that to me this last week, and it was actually really, really kind of a cool thing to see, kind of how you took it and did it. And really, I mean, in case people haven't really been following some of the homework assignments, I just read something quickly, and it's your thing is to take it and just kind of do with it at what you can, okay, and do with it what it inspires in you. So I have the next one. This one's very short, okay. This one's still from the Tao Te Ching.
And then she pointed to her mouth.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. The Tao Te Ching, chapter 40.
All right.
Return is the motion of the Tao. Softening is its function. All things in the cosmos arise from being. Being arises from non-being. Speaking of a being arising from non-being, out of the ashes...
Phantom is not here.
Yes. Out of the ashes from before time was made. Rose, a race of haiku masters.
And we happen to have one in our presence.
He is not a Jawa. He is the haiku master.
A boy, he's a haiku master.
Hi-yah! You realize you have the most ridiculous theme song in probably all of broadcast media, right?
You do.
You know what? I love it.
It's more over the top than any of the bigs at all.
It is. I've heard some of the others, and I'm going, eh.
I scoff at Rush Limbaugh's buffer music.
Yes.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. There's no... Okay, never mind. Okay, so this week we have, surprise, three haiku. See if you can figure out what it's about.
All right.
Okay, number one. A challenging game. Pieces must fit correctly. A resolution. Number two. Questions drive the goal. Investigation answers. Kojak. Columbo. Okay.
All right. I think I got it.
All right. Room to room mansion. Professor Plum with the pipe. Enveloped answer.
And that is why
he's called a haiku master.
A boy, he's a haiku master.
I'm speaking with nature's own helium. My voice is high, and I can't stop it.
Hi-ya.
I'm back.
All right. Thank God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the point of the show where the wheels come off and we go into a fiery death crash in the corner.
Or we can just, you know, like...
Wrap it up.
We can exit with class.
Yes. All right, so we're going to exit with class. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO Radio, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide, feel the poison of change in me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? It takes something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. Whether or not it hurts, got to save you from all of your demons that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Right today into a black box and it came out great. Has it spotted you? Oh no.
We were young.